Hello, and very much welcome back to our first news episode of the new year. A round of applause for all of the newses. Jackson,
is it really our first of the year?
First of the year. I'm your host, Brayden Ledbetter.
I'm your co-host, Jackson Deline.
And we're here to talk about some Star Wars news. It's been a while. We've been really caught up in Book of Boba Fett. We just did our one-year special with our Last Jedi commentary. Hope you guys had a chance to check that out. But it's been a while since we've just kind of sat here and chatted a little bit before we got into some news. What's been going on with Star Wars with you, Jackson?
A good amount, actually.
It's usually not a crazy amount.
I know. Now it's a good amount. So over Christmas, I got a bookshelf and have since built that bookshelf and put all of my High Republic books on it. I have all of Phase 1 now. Midnight Horizon comes out next week. I got to read Fallen Star. I have
I
it.
Too. I got to just dig into it.
I think I'm going to start it tomorrow and just, yeah.
I'm so bad about like committing to a book, especially now that I'm like actually leaving the house for work now.
Yeah, that's fair.
It's a lot harder. Yeah, but I'm gonna get through it.
I'm trying to like finish Ronin, but I only read it in between my on my like 15 minute breaks at work, and it's like I get like good chunks of it, but it's like it takes me a minute to finish kind of each book.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I want to finish that and read Fallen Star, but. Yeah, I don't know. But yeah, so quite a couple books I've gotten. I just found that episode one yesterday. I also got a absolutely everything you need to know.
Oh, cool. I have one of those. It might be an earlier edition, though, that I have.
This is on the Journey to the Last Jedi.
Okay, I had the Journey to the Force Awakens one.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, it's pretty cool. I dug it. I found it for like $5.
Oh, cool.
So yeah, I jumped on it. But I'm trying to think, what else? I got episode one. I got the first two Thrawn Ascendancy series.
I low key want to read the Phantom Menace novel.
Yeah, I've heard it's interesting. I'm trying to think of if there's anything that I've heard about right.
I've heard there's like some stuff like it goes off of like one of like the later drafts of the script.
Yeah.
So there's like some stuff in it that's like a little bit wonky.
Well, and that's kind of the case with all of the novelizations.
Right. Like Revenge of the Sith is the same way. There's a lot of actually like really cool added scenes where it's like, oh, that would have been cool if they would have had that in there.
That's the same with the New Hope one is that it's got like the original script that they were doing. So it's got all the deleted scenes in it. And what I like about the episode one books are that when they came out, there were four different covers of them, and it's Maul, Obi-Wan, Padme, and Anakin. And when I went to the bookstore, they had the Maul and the Padme one, and the Maul one I see all the time. So I jumped on the Padme one, and the back's got Jar Jar on it, which I thought was
that's awesome. But,
It's cool. I didn't tell you, my Fallen Star is signed.
What?
Yeah, my out of print copy.
Let me see that.
Yeah,
give it nearby.
Let me run real quick. I'll be right back.
Okay. Well, while Jackson's doing that, let me get into what I've been doing. And that is nothing. That's right, everybody. Nothing. I think all of everything that I've done Star Wars-wise in the past couple weeks has been either Book of Boba Fett or it has been Book of Boba Fett or the Last Jedi thing that we did. That's all I've really been up to is things that we've done on air.
Yeah, honestly, that's fair. I haven't been, besides Book of Boba Fett, I haven't been able to like sit and just watch anything.
Yeah, I've been, like I said, I've been like, I started Fallen Star, then I had to go do something. And then I started listening to the audiobook. And then I was like, oh, I can't get into this. I was at the gym and I was like,
I stopped myself with High Republic comics because I didn't want to spoil Fallen Star at all.
Mm-hmm. Very nice, dude. That's awesome.
Yeah, it's super cool.
Keep that around.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, when I read this, I'm like taking the cover off of it and only reading like the actual bare book.
I wouldn't even read that if I were you. I'd go to Target and pick up a copy to read and then return it.
I thought about that. Maybe just get it digitally and read it on my iPad.
Either get it digitally or just get a copy from Target, read it, because you're like 2 months or 3 months like return window for a book, so you could literally buy it, read it, and then return it.
That is true.
It's like a
it's real nice.
Yeah, that looks awesome.
I love looking at it and just kind of staring at it.
And since this like first trilogy of adult books is over, I can finally like take out all the posters from my editions that I have and put them up on my wall. Yeah,
get them all together.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's cool. And I've got the Target exclusives for Rising Storm and the Out of Shadows as well.
So you have the posters for those?
I think
there should be. If they're the Target exclusive, there's posters in there, yeah.
Yeah, I think you're right. I'm trying to think with the Out of Shadows one. I'll look at that later. But anyway, yeah, let's get into it.
Yeah. Yeah, and we'll get a nice book club episode going once we finish Fallen Star. Yeah.
We could do like a full High Republic talk.
Yeah, we'll do a phase one talk here. Discuss
all phase one. That'd be cool. I think that'd be cool. So.
Well, speaking of High Republic, let's get into our first news story of this week, or of the past few weeks, I want to say.
All right. So yeah, you're right. Speaking of the High Republic, this was announced when Fallen Star came out, right? Like it was right when Fallen Star.
It was like the week of. Yeah.
It was announced that phase two, which we just finished phase one. Well, we're about to finish phase one. There's two books left coming, which will be Midnight Horizon, which comes out next week. And then, I don't know what the last
is. There another called. One? It's
there's Midnight a Horizon? The last one's a junior novel. Is there, or the not a junior novel, the junior book, the kid.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like the Race to Crash Point Tower ish kind of.
I think it's
vibe.
Mission to Disaster is what it's called.
Yeah, but I think you're right. The Justin Ireland
March.
One.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes, that comes out in March. That will be phase one. Phase two will be set 150 years in the past.
We're going back, folks.
Going even further. So as the final wave of books and comics start to arrive for phase one of the High Republic, Lucasfilm Publishing celebrated by making a few announcements about phase two in its Star Wars The High Republic show, which I never got into. I think once I read all of phase one, I'll kind of check it out. But the most surprising revelation from the video has to be that the High Republic phase two will not take place after the events of phase one, but 150 years before the events of Light of the Jedi, instead, and 350 years before the Phantom Menace. It was also confirmed that phase two of the High Republic will be called Quest of the Jedi. We've known that. And we'll be arriving this year in October. We're starting it this fall, giving fans plenty of time to absorb and digest all of Phase One stories by then. So, what do you think it'll be about?
I don't know. It's okay. Hello, Gideon. I am wondering because anybody who's listening to this who has read Fallen Star. Will be like, oh, stupid, you're wrong. But I'm wondering if they're going to kind of end phase one on like a kind of like a nice wrapped up note, or if it'll be like nice big cliffhanger flashback. That way they make you wait like a year and a half until you get that continuation.
And phase three is continuing on.
I'm wondering that because I'm wondering if like they want to finish this kind of phase one story, go back. Establish some characters, establish some galaxy things, and then that way they can reference that back in when we get into phase three.
I think they're going to introduce something about hyperspace.
You think so?
I think that's kind of what's going to tie it all together. I think the 150 years back is the hyperspace rush. And I'm kind of in this. I'm in the same boat of phase two. Maybe phase two is going to be all brand new characters, but I think phase three will go back.
Do you think there's still going to be a Yoda in phase two?
I would assume so. Maybe but not.
Like,
as
it gonna like be written in the story?
Yeah, I don't know about as prominent of, and even then, like in phase one, he hasn't been a huge character.
Yeah, he's like mentioned on like.
He's in the comics. Straight up, he's in the comics. He's got his action in that. But
I know, I know they're kind of calling like the main story the like adult novels that are coming out, and he just like offhandedly mentioned. Really,
yeah. That was kind of the case with it. Yeah, there's really only been one instance with like him that like involves him, and he goes missing afterwards. And
oh.
I think it explains it in a different book of how he gets out of it, but he's just kind of a chilling character. He's not really the characters that he's involved with. It's his students who are the main characters of the High Republic comics,
which is good because we got 6 movies of Yoda.
Oh yeah, yeah, so, and I like how they have him and like they utilize him in certain ways. He comes in, gives his lesson or whatever. But I think it's gonna be the setting's going to be the hyperspace rush, and I think the main bad guy is gonna be Mark Yen's dad. Whatever his name is, I can't think of it.
I can't
remember. It's like Atmos or something. It's something weird. I think it'll still be the Nile.
Askar Ro.
Askar, yeah. It'll be still the Nile. I don't know about the Drungir. I think the Drungir will be. I think it'll be a different. It'll be like the Nile are the main villains, but then the secondary villains will be someone new.
Yeah. Well, they do say like the Drungir is like this ancient threat.
Yeah.
So I'm wondering if they are going to like call back to it, or if it's just like ancient, like I think thousands.
Because
of years.
Well, the Sith are the ones who locked them up.
Right.
So I guess it's whenever that was compared to these time frames. I also think if they don't go back to where we were in phase one, because what are the three phases? It's Light of the Jedi, Quest of the Jedi. I think it's Fate of the Jedi is the third.
I think
one.
It is Fate of the Jedi. Something. It's something of the Jedi. We know that.
And which leads me more to think they're going to go back. But if we don't and we go even farther back, I think that's how they introduce the Old Republic.
You think so?
Is that phase three is like the end of the Old Republic, and then they continue on with other things.
I think that would be cool. It'd be a really cool, really interesting way to tie in like the familiarity of Old Republic too.
They've obviously been kind of hyping up like Revan for the last little while, and you know they've added him to canon, and like Darth Bane is canon, and it's like these legend stories aren't considered actual canon, but they're still taking the inspirations of it. And I think if they do tell them in some kind of media, they're going to do it in their own specific version, and this is how they're getting there.
Oh, but sorry, I just looked this up. The third phase is called Trials of the Jedi.
Mm, that's right. So yeah, same kind of which way is that?
Yeah.
If we go back to our characters that we know now, Elzar and Stellan, and I haven't read Fallen Star, but I don't know who walks out of it. Honestly, the comic, I've caught up to the comics right before Fallen Star, and it makes me think Avar is gonna die.
Like I that's have a how feeling the comics that, like, have all the characters gone. We know and love are gonna be gone. Lot of it's gonna be gonna an be Infinity dead. War thing.
And DJ Older was talking about how. So they're in the last, that's like the last three comics until they're done with the comic lines. And DJ Older and Kevin Scott have both been like, you guys aren't ready. Damn. Like, you guys have no idea what's coming.
I've heard
some rumors about time travel, that they're going to take our characters back in time and put them with the Quest of the Jedi. That's how they get to phase two.
You're going to introduce time travel?
I think they're going to
expand
more with like the world between the worlds.
Oh, yeah, dude. If somebody took, like, got me a physical stack of all the High Republic comics, I would certainly read them. But like having to go out of my way to like
I will be
find
able to
them
do that for you.
Having to go out of my way to like find them is like it makes me it doesn't really inspire me as much to want to read them.
They are releasing them in like volume collections,
like those the things that Marvel Comics come in, like the
so
books, the book
right,
things
right now of the High Republic. There's the two lines.
Yeah,
it's just the High Republic comics and
the High Republic
Adventures.
Yeah.
There's one book of High Republic Adventures out, which I think is issue 1 through 8.
Mm-hmm.
And the second one's coming out next month, and there are two out for the High Republic, which the first one's 1 through 5, and then the second one I think is 6 through 11, and the third one's coming out soon. And that's it. It's going to be 12 through 15, but they're individual comics. They're like they're about 15's about to come out for both lines. And then there's the High Republic Adventures Annual, which is the comic book. I don't know how big it is, but it's a comic issue that all five writers worked on. Oh. And it's just like the annual issue that they have.
That's cool.
Yeah. Yeah, it's been really cool just kind of following along with all this. And there's the Life Day Treasury, which I found at Barnes & Noble one time and I almost bought it and I didn't. But we're getting new writers as well. We should have talked about that. George Mann's joining.
Oh, that's right.
And then I don't know the two girls' name. Let me Google that real quick.
Yeah, I have been really disappointed in my lack of getting into it. Because I bought... Out of the Shadows, the day it came out, and still haven't read it yet. All those junior novels I have not read yet. I have so many things sitting on my shelf waiting to be read. I feel like a bad fan.
I completely understand. 90% of the Star Wars books I have not been touched by me.
Yeah.
You know,
but it's just like I would feel a lot better to like be caught up with the High Republic because those are actively releasing and coming out.
Yeah. No, they're fun. I haven't read any of the junior books.
Yeah, I actually like got pretty close to finishing Test of Courage, but just like
I need to just kind of burn something them real happened quick and then
yeah, they're like 200 pages, 300
out of the
pages.
Shadows. I listened to it as an audiobook and it was okay, but I'm glad I did. Tempest Runner is really good if you've done that at all. Tempest Runner is really fun. I do recommend that.
Does that take place directly after Rising Storm?
I think it says like it's 3 months after Rising Storm.
Okay, cool. Because I think Fallen Star like picks up.
Where
Tempest Runner leaves
for
off.
For Fallen Star, you need to know things that happen in Out of the Shadows and Tempest Runner.
Tempest Runner.
I've heard with Midnight Horizon, you need to be updated on your comics.
Dang.
I've heard Midnight Horizon's very, very adverse in the comics. Anyway, so the new writers are Tessa Grattan alongside with Lydia Kang, Zoraida Cordova, and George Mann, who will all be joining the same five authors.
Yeah, because the OG five have been working their little butts off since 2018 when they started this Project Luminous thing.
Is it the OG five or is it just Kevin and Justina? Or no, DJ's got to stay. Yeah, I think it's the five. We'll bring back writers like Kevin Scott, who will continue to handle High Republic comics, as well as Justina Ireland, who will co-write the Phase First YA books. And, oh yeah.
So, we still got also Claudia...
Charles Soule will also write a Marvel comic that explores the story of Porter Engel, and
awesome.
DJ Older will write an all-ages graphic novel for Dark Horse as the rest of Phase 2. I think Claudia's gone.
Okay. Well, I think she might be, you know, back into like the actual canon books.
She's doing other things, yeah.
She might be, yeah, because she's kind of like Lucasfilm Books Big. Publishing's like mm-hmm. go-to, like, we need this good book.
Let me see.
Can you write it?
What Claudia is working on. But yeah.
As you can tell, we're big High Republic guys here at Through Imperial
Eyes. Honestly, I have been absolutely enjoying it. I recommend
it's great
to a ton of people, and I try to hype it up as much as I can. I love how inclusive it is. I love how expansive it is. I learn a lot with it, and it's just they're really, really fun characters.
Yeah, and it really enriches the galaxy, I think.
Absolutely. And it gives really fun just world building. I love the world building that they've been doing with it. I can't find it, but I'm not going to search for it. But anyway, that's our High Republic chat.
Yeah. Again, I'm gonna be a better person. This is my resolution for 2022: is to be caught up on the High Republic by the time Phase 2 starts. That way, I have all of the knowledge in my brain going into Phase 2, and then stay caught up as everything's coming out.
Yeah, for sure.
But anyway, let's kind of move on here to our next news story here, and that is, we got Ming-Na Wen talking about the Book of Boba Fett finale, and apparently she says that fans will see the series in a different light after the season finale. Ooh. So talking to Radio Times, Wen explained that the story for Book of Boba Fett has an abundance of unexpected elements to its main story that won't come fully apparent until the last episode, with each entry introducing new elements to the story. Here is what she has said. Quote, I really hope that they want to go back and see the whole thing over again in a different light after, you know, knowing that thing, how things have, I'm so careful with my words here, how things have evolved and all these other elements that have come into play. Dave Filoni and Jon Favreau know how to set up these pieces and make moves that you don't even know are coming. And then suddenly it's like, claps her hands together. Ooh, checkmate. We're waiting for that hit. And not just till the very last episode, like each and every episode, there's new moves, new elements that come into play that hopefully will surprise fans. I know it surprised me. And then we got Tim Morrison previously telling the fans that they should be prepared to cry as the story plays out. So it's possible that the series that has gone into such depths to humanize a quiet character best known for his brutality to a new level will really feel for him by the time the story is over. I'm not ready. I have a feeling there's going to be a big reveal about, you know, all these flashbacks we're seeing, and, you know, there's either going to be a reveal about Boba's character or a reveal about, you know, hit the goings on in Boba's life. That's going to make us be like, oh wait, both.
Yeah.
You think so?
I think it has to do with the Tusken warrior. I don't think they're dead.
What do you think?
I don't want to say that they're working with the Pikes, but that's the only thing my brain kind of goes to, is that maybe they made a deal with the Pikes, kind of proved that they were like a decent asset.
Like the Tuskens kind of like double cross him?
Yeah. In a sense, I know, and I'm kind of like, maybe, maybe not. So I'm trying to think.
There's
of
no
like
bad
what...
theories here. I mean, this could go any way.
Yeah. I think the Tusken is alive, and whatever that means is whatever that means. This kind of sounds like Boba's gonna die.
I've been saying this since it got announced. I'm not even sure if Boba's gonna make it out of this show.
I don't know. I don't want him to die in this. I want this to be his redeeming story, to have him die in like Mando season 3.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, I think we're recording this on Tuesday the 25th, so we have not seen chapter 5 yet,
which I've been hyped about actually.
Yeah, and I think, you know, at the time that people are listening to this, it will have been out. Mm-hmm, but mm-hmm. I'm pretty certain we're going to see a Mando. Yeah. We're going to see Din Djarin in chapter 5. I'm wondering if when he shows, this is all, you know, pure speculation. We still got a few episodes left. Don't worry about it, Braden. As RFP likes to say, walk, don't run. We still got a whole season of a show to watch.
Do we have 3 episodes left?
I think we have 3. I think it's
5,
9 episodes.
Oh, I think it's 7. I think I was wrong.
Oh, I thought it was 9. You're right. I think it might be 7. Anyway, I'm wondering if, like, when Mando comes in, if he'll be in for the rest of the season,
or if he'll pop in for this episode. I didn't think about that. I kind of assumed it was going to be like an Ahsoka. It is 7 episodes.
I thought it would be like that too, but I'm wondering, or if like if Din stole Grogu back and wants Boba to watch him now.
I need your help. I need you to hold him for like a week.
Can you please watch him for like a week?
It's like sand frogs here, right?
I'm leading Mandalore now. I'm so busy. Can you please just watch this weird frog guy? Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I'm keeping my expectations down.
Yeah.
Because, you know, so far I have expected nothing from this show, and it's been wonderful what we've gotten out of it so far. So it'll be exciting to see how this kind of ends off here, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know, dude. It's going to be wild. I'm ready for him to ride this rancor.
They've all, like, everybody's been making a big deal about the ending of this show, too. Yeah. So,
yeah, that is true.
All right, what's next?
So, I got mixed up between the two. Star Wars The Bad Batch. That's Bad Batch news. Season 2 is going to be arriving this spring, according to the latest issue of Star
Bringing
Wars
back
Insider.
The Batch Report.
The tentative release date, release window for The Bad Batch is spring 2022. Conventionally, spring covers anything between March and May in terms of the general release calendar, if we're going to get specific about that. So it could either end up in the first anniversary of the show's premiere episode, which was May 4th, or could arrive even earlier. Given that many assume Obi-Wan Kenobi will also... which also does not have a public release date, will arrive in time for Star Wars Day on May 4th. It may be fair to speculate that Lucasfilm Animation will release an initial set of episodes in weeks before the highly anticipated live-action limited series starts airing, before resuming the adventures of Clone Force 99 after the series is finished. I think if they may start it in April. April's a good time to start.
I think April's a good time because I really think they're saving that May 4th for Kenobi. It's the most anticipated.
Just makes sense, yeah.
Yeah, it's the most anticipated like thing, Star Wars thing that's it's coming doing. Out.
Yeah, for sure.
And, you know, I don't know how they're going to, how the marketing is going to work if they're looking at Kenobi releasing in the spring as well, because... people are going to see Bad Batch trailer unless season 2 is going to be awesome for Bad Batch. I'm wondering if a lot of the Bad Batch marketing will kind of be pushed to the side for Kenobi. What if they found a way to like tie it in? Like tie Bad Batch in with Kenobi or vice versa.
That'd be interesting. I don't know how I feel about that, but I don't hate the idea of running two shows at the same time.
Yeah.
Like that. I think that'd be fun. You know,
I don't know if they will, though, because Kenobi's only 6 episodes.
Which makes sense to run it at the same time as Bad Batch, because Bad Batch can start either a little bit earlier, or if they both start on May 4th, then Kenobi's said and done, and instead of having another, 4 months of nothing till Mando, or till Andor, which will be probably fall.
Yeah, I don't think Mando Season 3 is coming out until 2023 now, in like spring 2023.
Yeah, that's true. I forgot that it's
big delay.
It stopped. Yeah. Yeah. I think I wonder if that's the plan, because then Bad Batch can run or at least finish right before Andor starts. They have the whole year book.
Yeah, because they've been rumoring. We've been hearing tell that Andor is going to be Q3, which is July until I think September.
Yeah.
So I think Andor is going to be August,
August,
and I think either August or September. It's going to be one of those like end of summer, beginning of fall things. It's going to go up until like September, October, and then I think we're getting Kenobi. This is all pure speculation. This is nothing confirmed. I'm just completely speculating and guessing, and I think we're getting Kenobi premiering May 4th, or finale on May 4th, but I think they're going to premiere on May 4th.
May 4th is a Wednesday.
Yeah, exactly. And I think Bad Batch, I could even see something as early as March.
For Bad Batch?
Yeah. But they would have to drop a trailer like this week if that was the case.
Yeah, it'd have to come out like now. Yeah, I agree.
So,
well, and no one's confirmed nor denied about this date, you know, was this just a bug about Star Wars Insider? Has Star Wars Insider said anything?
It was just an issue that literally said, look out for the Bad Batch in spring 2022. It's about all they've said. I'm paraphrasing.
Interesting.
Interesting. Which means if Kenobi is coming out on May 4th, we got to get a trailer soon. We got to get a trailer going.
Maybe we get it with the start of Bad Batch.
That'd be cool.
It's a little late, but like maybe that's
the
when they
latest,
do it.
The latest they can afford to wait to drop a trailer for Kenobi is probably March.
Then maybe you're right with Bad Batch.
Yeah. I don't know. Pure speculation and guessing. Yeah. We'll see if we're right or not. Let's kind of move on here. Next, speaking of Kenobi, Ewan McGregor's girlfriend, Mary Elizabeth Winstead, has joined the cast of Star Wars Ahsoka. Man, this is starting to be, this cast is kind of stacking up here for Ahsoka. According to The Hollywood Reporter, Winstead is joining series lead Rosario Dawson and Hayden Christensen, who is returning as Anakin Skywalker. Other announced cast members include Natasha Liu Borduzzo as Sabine Wren, Ivana Sokno as an undisclosed and reportedly new character. THR also says the details surrounding her character are being kept under wraps, which I'm not really sure what that's about. And Winstead has been acting professionally, obviously, since she was 13, has played a wide variety of characters over the last 25 years, like in 10 Cloverfield Lane, Scott Pilgrim, Birds of Prey. The list goes on. What are some of your, do you have any speculations, theories of what she could be doing in Ahsoka?
Initially I was like Imperial.
Gonk droid?
Just a bad guy.
Gonk droid.
Yep. But literally as you were talking, I had the idea of what if she's Hera?
Would she be the right age? She's like in her 30s.
Yeah, she's probably a little
Hera
younger.
Would be like in her 60s.
I think a person of color should play Hera.
I think so too.
Is Hera going to be in her 60s?
I think so. Hera, Star Wars, Rebels. I'm live Googling people. Age.
Look up how old she is in...
She's 24 in Rebels.
Okay.
Rebels takes place about a year before New Hope. A couple of years before New Hope, right?
Yeah.
So... And Ahsoka takes place after the events of Mandalorian. Oh, so she'd be like in her 40s, in her 30s, 30s or 40s.
And hold on, I'm looking up her.
Because Ahsoka, her showing up in Mandalorian takes place, what, 5-ish years after Return of the Jedi? Uh-huh. Okay, yeah. No, so she would be in her 30s. I'm wrong. I was wrong about that, so... That's not a bad...
I think it's interesting, too, having a notable name and not a notable character, even though you've announced, like, Sabine Wren. Like, that's going to be a much more prominent character in this. So I kind of
That's kind of surprising why would they, if she is playing Hera, why would they announce, why would they announce Natasha Bordizzo as Sabine and not... Mary Elizabeth Winstead as Hera?
She is not... as notable as an actress, and I think like that is a big role, so to give it into this new, they're kind of like, this is who's doing this, whereas
I think they also might be trying to build hype by announcing we're gonna get Sabine, we're gonna get Sabine in the show, we're getting Anakin as some flashbacks in the show.
I think Sabine's gonna be like a big character within it. It's going to be like a
I think they wouldn't
Sabine
have announced her if
up.
She was teasing.
Yeah, I agree. So, yeah. And I think with this, if just, just saying Mary Elizabeth Winstead and be like, oh, she's going to be in it. You're like, oh, cool. And then it's going to turn out wait, that's,
And I think some casting that we're never going to get announced until we see it on screen is Ezra.
Yes.
And I don't think we're going to see a Thrawn cast until we see him on screen either.
Yeah, I agree.
And if we do, if there is a casting announcement for Thrawn, I will be pretty surprised.
It's kind of confirmed that Mina Massad is playing Ezra.
It's not confirmed, but it's like so rumored that it might be confirmed.
It's so talked about. Yeah, that's fair.
I think that's the thing. It's kind of like, spoilers for anybody who hasn't seen Spider-Man No Way Home, but
I'm seeing it tomorrow.
Okay.
Maybe.
Hold on, Jackson. Jackson just took his headphones off.
Yeah, you do your thing.
I'll give you a thumbs up when you're good.
You're good. I'm good. I can come back. No, I'm not going to come back.
Okay.
Should I look away?
No. So, they were able to keep Andrew Garfield and Tobey Maguire as under wraps as they did, and everyone knew that they were going to be in it. So I feel like for like a Thrawn thing, everyone knows Thrawn's going to show up, but it's the excitement of, ooh, who's going to play Thrawn? Ooh, who might be playing Ezra? I think it's that excitement that we're going to be, that's the reason why they wouldn't announce it, is so you can get more viewers to be like, oh, let's see who it is, But Jackson, you can listen to me now.
I read your lips. I know everything. I don't.
I had my little lips behind this microphone the entire time. But yeah, I was just talking about some things that happen. Not really things that happen, but like people that show up in.
Yeah, I can only imagine. Yeah.
Yeah. So. But what is next, Jackson?
It's a good day.
It's a good day.
Lego Star Wars The Skywalker Saga got final gameplay overview trailer.
And man, does this game look cool.
And a release date. And a release date. So some rumors came out, some leaks about it, and essentially they finally showed up and announced this game. And gave a full kind of overview of what it is. Our release date, mark your calendars, April 5th.
Requesting off of work that day so I can stay home and play Star Wars, Lego Star Wars.
Are you going to buy the standard or the deluxe version?
I might go deluxe, dude.
It's not that expensive, it's too. And like you get a lot of stuff with it. So, okay, so we'll talk about all of this. So the gameplay trailer is like 8 minutes long. It slaps. It's super cool.
Yep.
Check it out if you haven't. And it talks about kind of everything. I'll ask you, what are three of the things you've noticed that you really like? And what are things that I won't make you count off things you don't like, but like, what are things you don't like? What are things you've noticed that you're kind of iffy
so,
on yet?
I don't know if I'm going to get to three, but there are a few things that I noticed in the trailer that I was like, oh hell yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
That was my Jeff Bezos impression.
Wow, I hated that.
Oh hell yeah.
Anyway, please God stop. He's the Lex Luthor of our time.
Yeah. No, but I really like the kind of the new controls for like the shooting. Like the new, it's kind of like a FPS kind of thing. It's kind of cool. I really like that. I love that there is a mumble mode to where you can make it like the OG Lego Star Wars games.
Did you see my tweet?
I didn't see your tweet.
I tweeted the last little bit of that trailer when it cuts to, and it shows the mumble mode, and it's that little scene, and it's the caption just says, it's going to be the greatest video game of all time.
Oh, dude, you can bet that I'm only playing strictly
only
mumble
playing
mode.
Only playing a mumble mode?
Strictly mumble mode. And I'm excited that you literally, any Star Wars planet that has appeared on screen, you can play.
Yeah.
That is so cool. Like, that's been able to, like, roam the streets of Coruscant in a game.
And I love that. Yeah. So, yes, that is probably the biggest thing for me is the maps, is being able to literally explore, like, every inch of these maps. And I can only imagine how expansive they are.
Yeah, dude. And I, like, how many characters did they say are playable? Like over 300?
300. Yeah. Over 300, yes. On top of the deluxe edition, we'll have six DLC.
Well, I already have a code from, I had a like a Lego Star Wars advent calendar. I had a code for the Vader with a Christmas sweater on from the Lego Star Wars holiday special.
That's fun.
Yeah, so I have a code for that. If it's still valid, that was back when it was supposed to be coming out in spring 2021, so I don't know.
I think the day one packs are the trooper pack, which I don't know what that fully consists of. And then I think
apparently there's supposed to be a bunch of DLC available like the day of launch.
Then maybe it'll all come out day of launch. But there's six packs that they're supposed to do. And like I think it consists of a Rebels pack, a Mandalorian pack,
it'd be cool to get like some of the Rebels gang
I think
in there.
Like a Bad Batch pack. We get a Classics character pack. No, it's gonna be so awesome. Yeah,
I'm gonna be spending all my time playing that game.
The maps are what drove me the most. That was the one I was really hefty about.
Pre-orders available currently?
Yes. I want to say I looked at it the other night on Steam, and I can't remember if it was. I think it is, but I think Steam is only selling the deluxe edition. Oh yeah,
yeah, dude.
I can buy it. Yeah,
it's for everybody. Steam. For everybody who is wondering, the deluxe edition for Lego Star Wars is only $10 more than the basic new game price. So it's $69.99.
And that is like $69.99 is like the standard price for video games normally these days, you know.
Well, $59.99 is like the typical, like the new game price.
Or $69. I meant $59.99. But like still, like that's
yeah, man. I'm going for it.
Oh yeah, yeah. It's gonna be awesome.
Yeah, I think the combat's really cool. I'm really excited to try like combos and like abilities. It kind of made me think of PS4 Spider-Man, where it's each character kind of has like their own little thing that they can switch up and you can.
I was thinking that when I was watching the trailer, I was like, a lot of this combat is very like, you can like punch someone up in the air, mm-hmm. jump up there, punch them while they're up there. It's like super cool. Yeah. Very PS4 combat. Yes.
I'm just so excited. I think
I'm also excited to play some of the newer movies.
Yes.
Like The Last Jedi and Rise of Skywalker in Lego, Lego form. I'm very excited to play those. Campaigns and stuff. We might have to do a full game review on this podcast.
Honestly, we could just like stream it.
If anybody wants to see us stream the Skywalker saga, let us know. We might take you up on that.
Totally do that.
But let's kind of move on here to our next story, which also has to do with video games. This was actually announced today, I believe, or maybe yesterday, but three more Star Wars games, including a Fallen Order sequel, are coming from EA's Respawn Entertainment. So here's the bulk of the official press release that they released today, and I'm quoting from that press release. Game director Stig Asmussen, I'm very sorry I butchered your name, sir.
Asmussen.
And his team are at the studio are already working on the next game in the action-adventure Star Wars Jedi series. I guess that's what they're calling it, is the Jedi series.
Yeah, I thought that as well.
And are joined by two new teams working to deliver additional unique Star Wars gameplay experiences across multiple genres. Leading the development of Respawn's all-new Star Wars first-person shooter game is Peter Hirschman, game director at Respawn, who has a long and accomplished, almost complicated, long and accomplished history with the Star Wars franchise. And the third title is a Star Wars strategy game developed through a production collaboration with the newly formed studio Bitreactor, helmed by games industry veteran Greg Forsch. Respawn will produce the new Star Wars strategy game while Bitreactor leads the development of the title. And obviously work has already begun on all three of these projects, with Jedi Fallen Order sequel expected to hit in either late 2022 or early 2023. And Respawn is looking for folks passionate about Star Wars who can bring their expertise to the teams. That's a lot, but basically the bulk of that is we're getting three games, a Fallen Order sequel, a first-person shooter game, and a strategy game. Out of those three, which one do you think you're most looking forward to?
Respawn's going to make Battlefront 3.
Yeah. They just don't want to say it yet, do they?
They just don't want to say it yet, but yep. Respawn's going to make Battlefront 3. And I have to tell you, I am in a mixed bag about it, because I think if DICE gave it one last try, they could make a stellar game. I think if DICE took essentially the style that Battlefront 2 was and mm-hmm. then just added everything, just added all of the characters that you wanted, it just was this, it was expanded, it was updated so it could run on a massive scale, and it's just this newly polished version. That being said, Respawn makes really good shooters. Titanfall 2 is a killer game. I'm a big Apex Legends fan. I play that a lot. But they are very different. Kind of slide around and shoot things really fast. And both of those games are like that with the parkour and all that.
Right.
So I'm curious to see what that'll be like with blasters and lightsabers, you know?
I really hope it's story based.
I hope it has a story.
Yeah.
I hope it has a story.
I'm probably in the complete minority, but I've never been into like the whole just like online person v person FPS type of games. Fortnite.
Yeah, I get
Call
it. Just
of Duty,
matchmaking and just, yeah.
That kind
of
thing. I'm really bad at it, and I like get called names by 13-year-olds and it hurts my feelings. I'm talking to you, Poonslayer 39. It's just like that kind of thing doesn't appeal to me. I love playing like stories in a video game, so I really hope it has like a really kick-ass campaign if they do that.
And if it's anything like Titanfall 2, it'll be mainly focused on its online, but it will have a campaign. Titanfall 2 campaign's good.
The Battlefront 2 campaign is also really good. It's also short, good. But it's great.
I just think that DICE made really good faithful games to the Battlefront style, yeah. And it'd be interesting to see what Respawn does, because I kind of expect it to just be like, I would almost expect them to make an online only game. It's, yeah. You know, like a Battlefield 2049, where it's just these massive attacks. Mm-hmm. And
what is an example of like a strategy video game?
Do you know what Halo Wars is?
No, I'm not familiar. I know Halo, and like I don't know. I don't really know Halo Wars.
They're top down, point click, like,
oh, like a League of Legends kind of thing.
Kind of, yeah, okay, yeah, like, gotcha. War strategies, but Halo Wars is story based.
Gotcha.
So it's all single player. I think maybe there is an online, but it's story based.
Okay.
I'm expecting something like that. There were old games. I think it's the Empire at War games. Is that, or something like that? Is that they were top down games like that. I think they're going to try and go back into,
okay,
that style,
or like a Civ Rev.
Yeah. 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 Like OG Fallout. You know.
Gotcha. Oh, okay.
That's kind of, yeah, those top downs where it's, you know, click the command to have your patrol and troop.
Okay,
do this,
so that's not something that I would particularly be that,
yeah,
interested
those
in.
Aren't unless my cup, like, of tea.
Unless it ends up being really cool.
I'll check it out maybe, but
yeah, that's not really, I'm but not, like I'm especially I think out of those three, Fallen Order 2, I'd really like to see them go a different direction in just like the basis of how the story progresses, and not just like going to planets, killing all of their, yeah, wildlife, and then, yes, going to the next planet. You know,
calling it the Jedi series leads me to believe that we're not going to go back to Cal. It's going to be someone new.
That would be cool. I would really like that.
I would be down with that.
And then
that.
Cal just kind of pops in like, hey, how you doing?
Yeah. Well, yeah, that would be cool, is maybe it's about a group of Jedis who try to start their own like thing again.
And they, you know, get demolished, like, by the Empire.
Well, we know how those games end.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. It'll be interesting. I agree. I hope Fallen Order is much more RPG based. And
that more, I hope they take a little bit of a different approach. I mean, who knows at this point? I think we're not going to see anything about it until, like, you know, E3 or Gamescom,
like
later this year.
Game where it's like there is a very specific story. Well, Mass Effect is a very broad game, but it has a lot of different stories. But like, it's your version of that character rather than, yeah, it's this character you're playing, you know? Because, like, yeah, that was cool, but
we also haven't heard about that EA open world game in a while.
The Ubisoft game.
Oh, was it Ubisoft?
It's Ubisoft, yeah.
I thought it was EA.
Yeah, we haven't. And I saw some tweets talking about that today that was kind of discussing Ubisoft getting their game, and we haven't heard anything new besides what we first heard, but
yeah.
So I like that Lucasfilm Gaming is really taking its step in directions with different companies, you know, because the thing was that they ended the contract with EA.
Except for Star Wars Eclipse.
Yeah. We don't talk about that.
We don't talk about that.
And it'll die in the ground because of it.
Yeah. That I hope that game never sees a release until, you know,
could
who
you imagine.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah. I think it'll be really cool. I'm really excited for these. When do you think we'll see the first game? I know this is late 2022, but do you think we'll actually get a game then? If we do, I think it'd be Fallen Order 2.
Yeah, if I think out of those three, the first one we'll get is Fallen Order 2 or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that it's more likely that we're going to get it in like spring 2023, which, yeah, is fine. Like, I don't have any problem with that. It's only 4 years after the original one. So, yeah.
Yeah. So
let's move on to our last news story here before we get out of here.
Our final piece today. Anthony Daniels is currently doing some C-3PO performance capture for an upcoming project. Daniels recently posted a picture on his Instagram announcing he's currently doing performance capture work at C-3PO for an upcoming project. While he didn't go into any more details, this is probably Star Wars A Droid Story, a new animated adventure in Luke from Lucasfilm that was announced over a year ago by Kathleen Kennedy. At this point, it just makes sense that this is indeed a droid story, but it is no way confirmed. Watch it be Bad Batch.
Dude, what, watch, I don't think they would need performance capture for Bad Batch, though.
No, but, like, watch it be Bad Batch.
I was thinking, like, what if he just, like, doing something real quick for a Galactic Star Cruiser?
Maybe. Yeah, me, maybe. That would make sense. That'd be cool.
But I don't think he'd be posting about it if it was for something as small as that. So I'm wondering if it is, like, a droid story. What if for droid story, it's, like, Polar Express-esque animation, like weird uncanny valley, like, and it has to be performance capture because that's the way Zemeckis intended. Jackson is
that's so stupid, like,
Jackson is dying. I
don't even want to entertain that idea.
Yeah, no, I think I really hope in the instance that this is a droid story, I hope they do it right. I hope it's not just a one-off, like, stupid kids thing. I really hope they, like, do it in a way that honors the Star Wars droids in, like, a really cool way and not just, like, here's a fun kids thing that you can put on for your kids, you know? Because I think we've had enough of that. Like, all these, like, this Lego Freemaker adventures and that kind of thing, that's what that's for, not droid story.
I never watched the Halloween one.
Oh, that's Halloween. That's a fun one. I recommend it if, like, you just are bored and you want to turn on something you haven't seen before.
The Christmas one was interesting.
I kind of like the Christmas special.
They're,
like,
they're cute. I'm not saying they're bad. They're just cute. Yeah.
It's just not something that you're like, oh, I need to see a new piece of Star Wars media.
I need more. Yeah.
But do you have any, like, what are you expecting? Just speculation-wise from a droid story? Because we really know nothing about it other than the fact that it's going to be animated and it might have C-3PO.
See, I pictured it being an animated movie about C-3PO and R2.
That's what I was thinking, too. I think we talked about that on our first episode, what we thought a droid story was going to be.
I think it's going to be them on a Rebel mission.
Which is a single mission?
But I don't know which era.
I'd love to see... wouldn't it be kind of cool to see, like... that really wouldn't make much sense, but, like, while Anakin and Obi-Wan are off doing stuff, here's 3PO and R2 in the prequel era.
That's what I was kind of thinking, was, like, the prequel era is, like, what if it's right after 66, and it's Bale? It's Bale sending in C-3PO and R2 to get stuff about Padme. And it's like that they end up getting some cahoots about it and have to, you know,
cahoots
have to traverse the planet of Coruscant. And they get wacky adventures together.
That'd be fun. I mean, I'd love to just see some R2 in 3PO a la kind of like Clone Wars funness.
I think it'd be fun. Yeah, yeah, just like a cute little. I want like quippy humor and you know.
Dude, and Anthony Daniels, he's still got it. You should have seen him still in Rise of Skywalker. You should have seen him.
It's the best part of that movie.
I just said that because you've only seen Rise of Skywalker like twice ever. But
it's like two and a half, three maybe.
I won't hold against you. Once we do our commentary, we can dive into that.
Yeah, it's fine.
But anyway, do you have any parting words before we get out of here for the day, for our first news episode in like 3 weeks?
No, I don't think I do.
No, that's I don't think it. I do.
I don't think I do.
All right, cool. I don't either. So let's get the heck out of here, shall we?
I don't either.
All right.
That's it. Bye.
If you'd like to find us on the social medias, you can always do that on Instagram at Through Imperial Eyes Pod, Twitter at Imperial Eyes Pod, and of course, YouTube over there, Through Imperial Eyes Podcast. Watch our Last Jedi commentary. It was really fun.
Check it out.
Check that out. I think if you are a disliker of The Last Jedi, I'd recommend that you just, like, hear us out on some things. And if you like The Last Jedi, I recommend you hear us out on some things. But if you like to find us there, you can do that. Jackson, where can they find you?
I'm usually sitting at my desk playing Halo. Or, I got the Hitman games, if you've ever played those. Those are really fun.
Those aren't Star Wars. Anyway.
Anyway. kinda. No. You can find me on Twitter at Quaxinscalians, Quaxinscalians.
Lynn and Scaling Like a Triangle. You can follow my photography Instagram, which is at daleen_photography. It's DALEEN _ photography. Braden, what about you?
And you can always find me on Instagram at Braden Ledbetter, on Twitter at Bradathlon, and see what I'm watching, see what I'm reviewing over there on Letterboxd at B Ledbetter, and see what I'm doing in the video world at my work, making videos, making YouTube videos over there at Vet19 on YouTube. And please do not forget to leave that rating and review on our Apple Podcasts. Don't be shy. Really helps out the show. Really helps out the show, and it lets us know that you like or dislike what we're doing. So please do that. Again, very important for you to do that. And check us out next week, or I guess by the time you're listening to this, it'll be yesterday, our live stream of the Book of Boba Fett Season 1. We do that every Wednesday on our YouTube, our Twitter, and our Facebook. We stream to all those three simultaneously. So if you want to hear our thoughts about the Book of Boba Fett, check us out on every Wednesday. And we're just going to be popping in every now and then like this for news, because whenever Star Wars shows are airing, news tends to be a little bit slower. So we're going to keep doing that and keep doing what we're doing. And until next time you see us, whenever that will be, because we don't even know anymore.
Yesterday.
May the Force be with you.